Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
On today's episode, we're going to dive into a little bit more about me, how I got into matchmaking, how I got into dating coaching, and how I essentially went from being the girl that guys would overlook at parties, never approach, get ghosted, to the woman who now is a magnet for men, is a magnet for love, is a magnet for everything that I've ever wanted. And listen, the point of me saying this is not necessarily to brag, but rather to show you that it is possible for you to become a magnet to your desires too. I'm Nellie Sugeri, the number one dating coach and matchmaker for high-value singles. I use data-driven solutions to help modern, successful singles find love in today's dumpster fire dating economy. So if you're ready to meet your person and get out of the dating game for good, you're in the right place. Welcome to the High Value Dating Podcast. Welcome to the podcast. I am so excited to have you here listening. I want to talk to you guys a little bit about how I got into this crazy field. I'm first of all, so happy I did, but it is an interesting story. So in high school, I didn't really have a dating life. I had a lot of crushes. And anytime I would pursue a crush, it didn't end well. So just to paint a picture, I went to an all-girls boarding school for half my high school. So the first 2 years of high school, I went to a public school. The last 2 years, I went to a boarding school. The first 2 years, again, it was, you know, how old was I? Probably 14, 15. So I was just, you know, crushing on guys and flirting with guys, but I didn't really have anything serious. And then when I got to all girls school, it was really intensive work-wise. And they had us, you know, really grinding. And, you know, I was in a boarding school too, right? So it wasn't like I went to school and then I went home and then I was chatting with my neighbor. No, it was like women 24/7. Maybe 25/8. So the only interactions really I had with men while I was in high school, especially in the latter part where I was really kind of coming into my hormones a bit and the puberty phase was kind of wearing off, was if we ever had interactions at the all boys school. I remember there was a Sadie Hawkins dance and I asked one of the guys from the all boys school to go with me and he rejected me. He said no. And, that was kind of disappointing, if I'm being honest. I didn't actually really start dating men until my first year of college. So when I got to college, I remember I had met this guy through a friend of mine, and he was like everything I wanted in a man. He was basically my dream guy at the time on paper. So I went to University of Miami, which was a big party school for undergrad. And so we were at the club and, you know, we were running around South Beach. And then I remember he hooked up with another girl in front of me, like made out with another girl in front of me. And I just thought that that was so disrespectful, obviously. And I remember at that point, I went home, I was crying in my dorm, and I decided the next day, I'm no longer accepting this. And I'm not going to be someone that you date and then you're dating other women at the same time. That was just not going to work. And so that's when I really started to read up more on dating and learn about what it is to be a woman of standards, what it is to assert your standards, how to interact with men who disrespect you. While I was in University of Miami, I did a study abroad in Paris, which I loved. And I remember I was in this tiny studio apartment in Paris. I watched every single Millionaire Matchmaker episode there was to watch while I was in Paris because it was like the only thing that I could get on this pirated site. And I just loved the television show. I remember really like identifying with Patty. She went to University of Miami as well. She was also Jewish. We had a lot of things in common, actually. She was into astrology. And I was just like, this is such a great show. Now, I never saw myself as a matchmaker at that point, but I just really loved learning about some of the things that she would teach. And so, you know, I learned a lot through that show and, you know, all the literature that I started reading on men. And I understood the dating game and I knew how to play it. And I started to attract better quality men little by little. And I remember I had a friend of mine, she's still a very good girlfriend of mine, and she was in a relationship with this guy who was honestly a jerk to her. And she was so madly in love with him, but I knew he was disrespecting her. And I remember she called me once crying from her balcony and really upset about this guy. And I got in my car, I drove to her apartment. I was on South Beach at the time. She was living in Brickell. And I gave this guy a piece of my mind. And I think it was at that moment where I was like, oh, I know what I'm talking about here. After college, I landed a full-time job at this Fortune 500 CPG company. I was very proud of the fact that I had a job that was willing to sponsor me, because if they hadn't, I probably would have ended up on a totally different track back in Canada. I wanted to stay in Miami and I wanted to stay in America. And so this job was a really awesome opportunity for me. Ended up working there for 5 years, but around the 2.5 year mark, I just felt like this was not my forever home. The company was great. I had probably the best possible job I could have for the time. It was a Fortune 500 company. I was constantly getting promoted and I was making decent money, but I just never loved my job, if you know what I mean. And I remember my friend had gifted me this book. I don't even know the name of it, but the book had like some, you know, manifestation exercises in it and, you know, put out your wildest, craziest dreams. And I remember at that point, 2.5 years into my big girl job, writing down, I want to be a dating coach on reality TV. And I think when you get really radically honest with yourself, I mean, at this point, again, I had not been doing this professionally. I had no social media. This was just me and my inner thoughts putting it on paper in this book that my friend gave me. But I remember that was how I kind of came to that conclusion, because I remember watching these people on television or on YouTube or reading their books and just thinking, I could give advice like this. I would love to give advice like this. Not that I want to give the exact same advice as them, but I know so much about dating because I've absorbed so many different dating coaches at this point, matchmakers, that, you know, it was something I felt I could do, it, you know, if I had the platform or the opportunity. Here's what I started to do. And I actually have never told this story. I was working that corporate job and I started to slowly apply for reality TV shows because a casting producer from Big Brother reached out to me and she had told me I'd be perfect for the show, but I was a Canadian and that was going to be a problem. In addition to that, I also never wanted to be a contestant on a show. I wanted to be a coach. I wanted to be an expert. I wanted to be the person giving the advice, not taking the advice. But nonetheless, I started to apply for TV shows, just reality shows here and there. Just a few of them. And I would always get callbacks, but the feedback would always be, Nelly, we need someone who's a US citizen. We need someone with a green card. Unfortunately, it's not going to work. So I really felt like there was no possibility for me. And I kind of just like forgot about it. And then I started working harder at my job and I got another promotion. And then around 2020, we all went to work from home. There was a work from home mandate because of COVID. And I worked from home and I loved it, by the way, because I was one of those people who never liked going into an office. I lived really close to my office, but putting on an outfit that I didn't like and talking to people that I wasn't really excited to talk to and sitting at a desk all day and like trying to be quick on my lunch break, it didn't feel like that was for me. So in 2020, I'm still working this job. I go home back to Canada for 4th of July weekend. And I remember my sister was going through some dating issues and me and my mom were like giving her all this advice. And I thought, you know what? Everyone's on TikTok right now. Let me just post a TikTok about what to do if a guy ghosts you, because my sister was going through a situation where she felt like a guy was ghosting her. And so just for fun, just for laughs, no like seriousness, no end game, none of that was involved. I posted a TikTok. And I remember I even had my younger sister like show me how to post it, because I was so dumb at posting on social media. I was like, what's a hashtag? Like, how do I post this video? So she showed me. I posted a little video, what to do if a guy ghosts you, or three things that it means if a guy's ignoring you. And to my surprise, those videos started to gain like 30, 50, 70, 100,000 views. And I was like, this is fun. This is my little hobby for the summer, you know, because again, I was just with family, everything was quarantined and I didn't have anywhere to go. I was in a small town in Canada, still working remotely for my corporate job, but I was posting when I wasn't working on TikTok and I was really enjoying connecting with people and growing that audience. And women started to message me on my Instagram saying, oh my gosh, what should I do in this situation, Nelly? Or your video really helped me. Or I remember specifically one video came in because I posted a video early saying, message came in because I posted a video on TikTok saying women should never pay on a first date. And it was very controversial because nobody was really talking about it at the time. And this one woman messaged me and she was like, wow, girl, you're really going there. Like, I'm really proud of you. Like, you've got balls. And I was like, really? Like, this is just the standard. Now, where did I get that standard from? Well, living in Miami, I was, like I said, guys, I dated a lot of men because I became so good at dating. And not that I wanted to date because I wanted to be a professional dater or anything like that. Absolutely not. But I just would go on a lot of dates with men and I would get princess treatment and they would take me to 5-star restaurants. They would introduce me to the executive chefs. They would take me to concerts. And I really wanted to, you know, find love. And so I was just dating a lot of people and I was getting this treatment and I was surprised that women in other parts of the world were not accustomed to that. And they were splitting bills and they were, you know, doing, non-traditional things. And so it was kind of an opportunity for me to share my opinions because I've always been opinionated and also empower women to, you know, raise their standards in dating. And I also started to connect with men as well, men who felt like finally a girl's keeping it real. And so I became, through, you know, pursuing this hobby of mine, a dating coach, you know, and it was something that just, you know, happened naturally.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
My parents are immigrants. My mom is Eastern European specifically. And in her family, education was the most important thing. And I remember from an early age, I'd spend a lot of summers with my grandparents who are Czech, and they would always make us say, education is the most important thing. My grandmother would always ask, what's the most important thing? Education. Like, this was literally on repeat 24/7. And there was a part of me that was like, Nelly, you need to find a way to become more credible. Because I remember people would comment on my TikToks and say, you have great advice, but you're only 24, 25. Like, what makes you an expert? Your self-proclaimed expert. So I knew I needed to go to school for something to give me a little bit more credibility. So I decided, okay, I'm going to do a certificate at Harvard at HBS, which is basically like a pre-MBA. Going to Harvard for that certificate really taught me that actually, I don't want to do an MBA. And I don't want to endure 3 years of an expensive education that I don't feel I'm really going to use and thrive in. I ended up applying for a master's in conflict resolution, mediation, and negotiation at Columbia. For me, Columbia was a better fit. I always wanted to go to Columbia. It was my dream school anyways. And this program was actually something that I really liked. From a young age, I was always mediating my stepmom or my stepmom, my dad's relationship, or my best friend's mom and dad's relationship. And I was always like playing the therapist and I was always kind of like the middle person. And so I wanted to learn more sophisticated strategies around that because a lot of what I started to deal with when I started organically recruiting clients was they had relationship and dating issues that they were still going through, and navigating those types of conflicts was difficult, right? How do you speak to someone who you are in a toxic relationship with? How do you navigate that, you know, those inner conflicts? And even negotiation, like there's that saying, right? What do you bring to the table? That within itself is a negotiation. The dating market is an open market and there are exchanges going on all the time. So when I talk about, you know, the dating economy, a lot of the times I use certain terms that do kind of play into negotiation, like what's your bargaining power and you know, what are you looking to get out of this? Because in a lot of ways, we go through life always negotiating. You might not even realize that you're negotiating, but you are. You might not realize that you're in conflict, high conflict situations, but you know, a lot of the times you are faced with conflicts every single day. And so learning how to navigate that stuff is really important. And it certainly is helpful in the dating arena because like I said, when I'm coaching people and when I'm setting them up, I'm thinking about all of these things. I'm thinking about, well, this person brings this to the table and this person brings that to the table. Therefore, that would be a good deal. That would make sense. And so really understanding how people think and also learning how to communicate with certain people is an important quality in this type of role as a dating coach, because I work with people from all walks of life. And if you don't know how to talk to people in a certain way and you don't know how to easily dissect their pain points and their needs, you're not going to be great at helping them. And one of the things you learn in mediation is listening. listening is really important if you want to be a good mediator. And you know what? One of the things I would say with matchmaking and what makes a great matchmaker is your ability to be a good listener, really absorbing what people tell you they want and they don't want, and actually taking that in stride. So beyond just the status of having Columbia and Harvard, it's also the tools that those programs equipped me with that enabled me to be a great dating coach and matchmaker. So at the time I was dating this guy, and it was quite a toxic dynamic, if I'm being honest. And I remember he would kind of like insult me in like a dark humor way. He was British, so maybe it was British humor, but it was actually really rude. But of course I just wrote it off at the time as, oh, he's witty and he's just dark humored. And of course that's just another example of women and people who make excuses for other people. Which I definitely was doing at the time. So point being though, is I remember he would insult me in these ways like, oh, you don't have a million followers. Who are you? Or you haven't graduated from Columbia yet. Or it's not like you're on a TV show. I specifically remember him saying that. Anyways, we ended up breaking it off. And I remember I was really upset. And I was like, I'm just going to focus on school, because you know what happened was, but when I was dating him, my grades slipped because I was so in this relationship that I couldn't see anything else. And so when we broke it off, I got really into school. I was like, I'm just going to like focus on what I can control. Success is the best revenge, as they say. So while I'm in school grinding, I get a Instagram DM from a casting producer who said, hey, Nelly, we're creating this new TV show about dating coaches and matchmakers. We think you'd be great. We saw you on TikTok and we'd love to have a conversation with you. Well, to make a long story short, that conversation evolved into a series of conversations, which evolved into a television show. Why is this relevant? Because I believe that no matter what you want in your life, you can achieve it. And chances are there is already an inner voice within you that is telling you what direction to go in. It's just up to you to turn up the noise. And maybe you're in this position right now where you're working a job that you hate, or you're just in an industry that you don't feel is your calling and you don't know how to get out, but you don't really know what the path is. Here's the thing. You don't need to have the path. You just need to have the destination in mind. But you can't move toward what you want if you don't know where you want to end up. So I knew I wanted to give advice. I knew I love talking about love and dating and relationships. I knew that I had a television personality and that I was, you know, meant to be on camera. I love camera. But I was not doing any of those things. In fact, I was doing the opposite. And I remember I would try to convince myself that this is where I'm meant to be and just make the most of it. And you can become, you know, the CEO of this company one day. And, you know, that should be a really exciting thing. And it was, but you know what? That wasn't what I wanted to do. It wasn't what I was being called for. It wasn't what I was gifted with. And I think we're all given different gifts. And it's up to you to really unleash that gift. I'm so excited to have you here with me on this podcast, because every single episode, we're going to dive even deeper. We're going to go through the mindset side of things, right? Reframing your negative thoughts into positive thoughts, learning how to manipulate energy using the law of assumption and the law of abundance and the law of attraction so that you can actually start to call in what you are seeking as opposed to chasing it like you've maybe had to chase a career goal or a degree before. And also working on becoming the best version of you, because what do I always say? Like attracts like. You don't attract what you want in this world, you attract what you are. If you want a 10, you got to be a 10. You got to become the best version of you. And the question you really need to ask yourself is, can I afford not to? Right? Are the stakes too high? Do I want to stay single forever? Do I want to continue attracting low vibrational people? Do I want to keep attracting the bare minimum? Or do I want to put my foot on the ground, say enough is enough? I deserve this. And if it's possible for that person to have the fairy tale, if it's possible for that person to have the wedding in Italy, if it's possible for that person to have the marriage or the relationship or the family of their dreams, then that must be possible for me. Of course, it's possible for you. And every episode, I hope you start to realize that it is possible for you and that that great love story that you're looking for exists. If you're listening to this podcast and you are at a dead end in your dating life, you're like, listen, I have no issue dating. I just have a hard time getting quality people who are lifestyle compatible. Or maybe you just don't attract anyone. You're like, I haven't gone on a date in months or years. Here's the thing. It is 100% possible to fix that. There's nothing wrong with you. There really isn't. There really freaking isn't anything wrong with you. I do this all the time with so many clients who are so exceptional. a lot of the times it's just trying new things, implementing new strategies, right? Think about it like going to the gym. There are a lot of people who go to the gym and they never see results because they're simply working the wrong muscle. And if they just turned their back up a little more and did that squat a little deeper, well, then their glutes would start to grow. It's no different in dating. So I'm excited to have you along this ride with me. And I hope you continue listening to the podcast and you give us a rating and you subscribe on Spotify or Apple. And it's going to be amazing. We'll see you on the next episode. Thanks for listening.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.